guys. Welcome back to Esthetician on the Edge, the podcast. In this week's episode, it's going to be super simple. I am interviewing the wonderful, the lovely, the master esthetician, Rianne Kelly. So without further ado, let us go ahead and get into that. And please forgive the difference in volumes. My mic was acting up and hers sounded wonderful. On we go with the interview.
All right, guys. So today I have with me the lovely, the talented, you know her on Instagram as the Master Esthetician, Rianne Kelly. Rianne, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, of course. I'm honored to be asked to be on the podcast.
I mean, honored, that's a little much. You just say,
I don't think so.
You're like, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I'm okay being on a podcast. All right, so let's let's talk a little bit about you and aesthetics before we really get into the whole Instagram phenomenon.
Yeah.
So what inspired you? I know you've been asked this before, but why did you become an esthetician?
Yeah. So I had, you know, always planned on going to college and going, you know, stuff like that. And I was there for 3 years and was just miserable. And I had gone into this like really bad depression and was just really unhappy. And I had worked at a medi spa in high school and just kind of fallen in love with it and kind of had it in the back of my mind, but never honestly thought about it. And I left school and went to aesthetic school, and it was the best thing that I've ever done, honestly.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. I used to teach and I had so many students who said the exact same thing you just did. Like they did college. Mm-hmm. A lot of them did college completely. Like they started, finished, yeah, tried to work and was absolutely, yeah, miserable. And then they found this and it was like, hell yeah.
Yeah. I know. I'll have people who are like, well, why didn't you just finish? You just had a year left. I'm like, well, why would I waste money on, exactly, something I'm not going to use?
Exactly. Yeah. Hello. Okay. And you've been licensed since 2009, I think is what I read.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. And where was your first job?
Technically, I came out during the recession and, I actually got laid off twice my first year out of school. And so when I first came out of school, like, within a month, I had a job in a med spa. And within a couple of months, I got laid off and was unemployed for like 6 months. And then I took a job at a hotel spa and doing front desk. And they promised me that I'd work up to being an esthetician there. But it just wasn't busy enough. And I saw that happening. And I was like, okay. I loved the manager, but I was like, nope, you got to go. This isn't what you want to do. And yeah, I can only love the manager so much. Yeah. And then I got a job at InSpa, which is kind of like a waxing chain up here in Washington. And they had 8 locations, which it wasn't where I saw myself, but you know, no one would hire me because I was so green. And so technically, I mean, I think that I count that as my first job, but really it was a med spa that I got laid off from.
I know. What were we thinking? Let's go into the industry when the economy tanks.
It sounded good at the time.
Yeah. Okay. So are you currently working? I know a lot of us are currently not doing anything, but
right.
when life gets back to normal, are you, yes, working? Okay. What are you doing? Yes.
I am actually opening up a med spa with, everybody knows him as, you know, Botox Josh. So opening up a med spa with him, he has a med spa in Nashville. And so I'll be opening up sister location here. So Whisperwood, Seattle.
That's cool.
I know. I'm so excited.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Partnering with him.
He's in Nashville.
Yes.
You're in Washington.
Yes.
How the hello did you all, how did you all meet?
We met through Instagram.
Of course you did.
Yes, of all places, we met through Instagram. And he reached out to me first. And I just fell in love with him. And I was like, oh, I just need to be friends with this person. He's so awesome. And just made me laugh from the get-go. And just built a friendship from there. And then he came out to see me here. And then I went out to see him. And now we meet up like a couple times a year in different places.
Well, that is cool. When are you opening? Like immediately going back after all of this mess?
Yes. Yeah. As soon as we're able to open, we're going to open.
I'm not jealous at all. Not even a little bit. No.
I know. I feel so blessed to be able to work with him and have his experience kind of behind us, because he's got his own place in Nashville and we're all just outside of Nashville. But, you know, I have him and his support behind me, but I'm able to kind of do whatever I want. He's like, I trust you. Just kill it, girl.
Yeah. Perfect partner to have there.
Perfect partner to have. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So earlier I was asking you about, you know, the master esthetician name that you have. Where I'm at, that's not a thing. We don't have a certification for that. Now, is that something that you do have a certification for? Because I know I think there are some states that actually have like an advanced aesthetics programs and they're considered master estheticians.
Yes. So in Washington, along with I think it's like 7 other states now, we have the master aesthetics license. And so it is an additional schooling to get your master aesthetics license. And it means that you can specifically work with dermatologists and plastic surgeons and do kind of those advanced treatments and lasers and all of that fun stuff that I love.
Yeah, this stuff is fun. Here, we don't do that. Like, well, I think a lot of states, they just get, you know, new baby estheticians and then they kind of chuck them into a medi spa at cheap cost and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
That's here.
And sometimes you get lucky and get into a place like that. But here it's a separate license, which is nice. And I was blessed enough to get grandfathered in when they changed the law. So I didn't have to go back to school.
I hated school so much. Like, I love the experience. I love the friendships. But I'm a terrible student.
You know, aesthetic school was the only time I actually did well in school. I mean, as much as I don't like school, but it was the only time I did well in school. Like, my whole career, I was like, oh, my God,
am
I just not smart? And then I went to aesthetic school, and I'm like, oh, okay, you just have to like what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now, besides your master esthetician's license, are there any more, like, certifications or anything, new modalities, anything that you have certification in?
I have certification. I have it in microblading, but I never use it.
Oh my God, that terrifies me. Does that not terrify you? I have seen.
Well, that's why I didn't continue with it, because I was like, you know, to be really good at this, you have to dedicate yourself to that 100%. Like, the girls who are really good at it, they do it all the time, and that's all they do.
Oh my God, there are so many green and orange brows where I was like, oh, it's so scary.
Yeah, because I have mine microbladed and I love it. And the person who did it, she's amazing. Thank you. She's amazing, but that's all she does is brows. So I quickly realized, I'm like, okay, you have to do this all the time to be good at it. And I don't like to do anything if I'm not like great at it. Like, that's just not who I am. And I'm certified in sugaring, which I never use because I don't wax anymore. Lashes, again, that was a thing I realized. Yeah. You have to do that 100% to be really good at it.
Yeah.
And all these different kind of, body treatments and lymphatic drainage. I got that through school. I've got some certifications in chemical peels and laser and
So you've got a little bit of everything.
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Now, for people who are listening that are new students or students that are just graduating, what would you suggest as far as continuing education? And that, when I say that, I don't mean like, you know, going and getting continuing education. Do you think that they should go ahead and reach out and try to get those advanced classes, or do they need to kind of acclimate themselves to the field? And, you know, like you said, you've got all these certifications, but nothing that you're really passionate and want to do. So should they wait? Should they just jump in? What's your take?
Yeah, I think it's good you know, I think it's good to have your basics down. If you know for certain you want to do something, then, you know, absolutely take that class, but don't be disappointed if you take it and find that you don't like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like microblading and lashes, like both of them, I was like, I thought I would love it. You know, I didn't. And that's okay too. But I'm glad that I have that knowledge and I took those advanced classes. But, you know, taking those classes is kind of a way to kind of figure out what you want to do sometimes too. But I don't think there's a rush on it. I think, gosh, when you come out of school, there's so much that you don't know. True. So sometimes just getting your footing is really good.
Yeah, I think I get tons of DMs all the time from people mm-hmm. that just, I'm like, you literally, the ink on your certificate is not dry. Settle right. down, you know, mm-hmm. like.
No, there's so, I mean, you learn so much, even just with the regular schooling, like you learn so much after school. There's so much that school doesn't teach you. So you're always going to be learning something and trying to apply that. But the advanced classes and getting certifications that can kind of help you figure out what kind of direction you want to go to, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Because you're right. I would never want to do microblading. That's too much responsibility.
And sometimes you already know that you don't want to do it.
Absolutely not.
But sometimes you're like, oh, that would be really fun to do. And then you do it and you're like, maybe not.
No, not if you don't want green brows. Don't come to me, please.
Yeah. I was like, oh, these are too, no, this is too permanent.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So aesthetics, like you said, we're always evolving. Like there's always mm-hmm. new modalities. There's always new techniques. Now, outside of all the COVID mess, where do you see aesthetics? Yeah. Where do you see aesthetics going? Like, where do you think it's going to head? Which direction?
Yeah. Yeah. I think aesthetics is just going to continue to grow and grow. Honestly, I think people are getting more into their skin and more into taking care of it. They're wanting to do things that aren't the surgery route. And that's where aesthetics comes in. Mm-hmm. We're there to help you maintain your skin. We're there to, you know, to a degree, help kind of return it to where you want it to be and teach you how to do your skin. Because especially with, gosh, everything that's out there, there's so much misinformation too. And there's so much knowledge out there that I get messages all the time from people like, can I do this? Can I do that? Can I use this and that? Is this product line good? You know, and they're mm-hmm. getting information from the internet or Sephora and it's just not correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Trust me. I absolutely know where you're coming from. So do you have any advice that you would give to any of these wonderful little Estes that are up and coming and want to be as successful as you are?
Oh, thank you. My biggest piece of advice for anybody getting into aesthetics is just keep going. It is probably not going to be easy. It's probably not going to be the dream job that you went into thinking that it was going to be. But if you just stick with it and hustle and keep your head down and do it, you're going to be so rewarded with an amazing career and a job that you really, really love. But it doesn't happen right out of the gate. So you have to just, you know, like I said, I got laid off twice my first year out of school, and I've had jobs that I didn't necessarily see myself in, but I did them to kind of get to where I am. I used each job to kind of raise myself and see where I could possibly end up.
Yeah, for sure. I think there is an issue with people being so impatient now. And I think a lot of it, you know, as much as we like Instagram, there's times mm-hmm. I hate it because I think people, you know, they look at other people like you or like Josh and they see so much success and, you know, they're 6 months out and they want to know why they're not that successful. Mm-hmm. So yeah, be patient.
Yeah. I get so many messages, you know, I'm newly out of school or 6 months or a year and I'm not happy. And I'm like, you just have to keep with it. I promise. I know it's frustrating and I know you know, you're probably getting told that you're too green and all of that. You know, you've got, it's a small industry, but it's also not at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're competing with all these people who have all this experience too. So, and a lot, along with time, a lot of what you achieve within aesthetics can be who you know too. So building those connections and never burning any bridges is going to be really important too.
Yeah, true, true. Now, I will say, though, I have torched some bridges in my life. So
I won't lie. There are some bridges that I would have loved to have torched, and it would have been so glorious and fun.
Yeah, I've burned some of those bridges down, much to my dismay. Don't do that, Estes out there. Don't do it. Listener. Don't listen to me.
Do as we say, not as we do, right?
Abso-fucking-lutely. Yes. So when I was looking, now it's been a while because I reached out to you. It feels like seriously 5 years ago to ask you for an interview, and then life happened. Now at the time that I was going to interview, you had a storefront on Amazon. Is that still a thing? Are you still doing that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I still have a storefront. Yeah.
Okay. And how, I wanted to know, cause I did look at it. Now, how did you go through and pick out your products that you know, you kind of curate for clients and potential clients?
Yeah. So it's honestly kind of fun. It's kind of like shopping, but not, you don't have to buy anything. you know, I just kind of thought, you know, the things that I recommend to people all day long, they're like, where do I find this? Where do I buy this? So it was a little bit selfish of me making the storefront, because I was like, just go to my storefront and that's where I have all the things that I recommend.
Yeah, not selfish. Good business.
Good business. Yes. Yeah. But so just the things that I normally recommend to people, like, where do I find this? Where do I find that? And I'm, you know, so I thought about that when curating it and just kind of build on it every now and then. I'm like, oh yeah, that would be, you know, I'll have Estes ask, like, what books do you recommend? I'm like, I'm going to make a little thing on my storefront for that. You know, there are all the books that I recommend, and I search and go through and, you know, have to do a little bit of research on some stuff, but yeah, it's kind of fun to do actually. Like I said, shopping, but not for myself.
That sounds really fun. I'm literally sitting here going, well, shit, why haven't I done this?
Yeah. And it's so fucking easy to do. You just go and you do an application, you hear back in a couple days, and then you just build your storefront.
That's, you know what? I might be doing that.
Yeah. And then it saves you so much time too. You can be like, oh yeah, just go check out my storefront. It's good business. I highly recommend it.
Little thoughts are going on right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. But that's actually a perfect segue, because you said something that I get a lot of, and I don't know if you actually listen to the podcast, but I interviewed Chloe Amstutz. Mm-hmm. And she's like you, she gets because she offers all kinds of, you know, information to all of her followers, kind of like a teaching forum, kind of like what you do. And she hits so many damn DMs. But what is your most ask DM? What is the DM you get every damn day, 10 times a day?
I know. There are so many of that, because it's coming from estheticians and it's coming from like potential clients or just skin lovers. So, I mean, I think the most common, I think because people know that I'm an esthetician and I practice, you know, I think product recommendations and skin recommendations are the most common DM that I get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you do virtual consultations, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah. So
I started offering that like a year ago.
Yeah. At least you've monetized that. Like, that's smart. You should, because you're offering a service.
Right. And actually it was Josh who was like, you need to get paid for, you're giving out so much free advice. You need to get paid for your time, because I'm an esthetician and we're all, you know, we want to help. We love people. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, we just, but I was spending so much time on Instagram and giving out so much free, even more free advice, like, you know, full regimes for people. And Josh is like, stop doing that.
Yeah. And it sounds really mercenary. And I feel like people listening to this are probably going to be like, these bitches. But it is so much time. Like, it takes so time to sit down.
I was living on Instagram.
Okay, so you're super interactive with your stories and stuff. Like, your Instagram is constantly, always refreshing and new. And I was going through it. I think that's when I decided to interview you, because I was like, oh, my God, how many stories does this chick have? Like, Jesus Christ. I feel like
she's pulling these from.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like she's answered this question a million times. What are these people doing to her?
Yeah. So I spend a lot of time on Instagram. I still do. But I've kind of gotten a flow down. And
wait, this is you slowed down?
Amazingly, yes. You know, I've learned things. You know, I have like quick replies set up on my DMs, so I can just type in one word or click a button and it'll fill in like a whole paragraph for me. Instead of answering people's questions on stuff, I'll have to say, you know, I can't give out skincare advice via Instagram without seeing your skin. It's just, it's not appropriate.
Oh my God. I love you so much for saying that. Thank you for saying that. I see people doing, like, people, they know better than to ask me, because I'm very straightforward, but I can't do that.
And sometimes I wish no one knew who I was and I could just say whatever I wanted. Like, no, I'm not giving you a skincare regimen. I don't know you.
You're like, no, you don't even know how to describe your skin to me. So how the hell am I going to know you're telling the truth?
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to be recommending medical grade products to you. And I want to make sure that I'm giving you the right things and you're not wasting your money too. So we really need to do a full consult. And that's where a lot of like my friends, are doing that too. They're like, we can't give out skincare advice via Instagram. It's just unethical.
Yeah.
And so we need to do a proper consult. Yeah. And you definitely, it's hard when you don't have them right there in front of you. Mm-hmm. But by asking the right questions and doing the virtual consults where I can actually see their skin, I can do a really good job. And I've kind of gotten the hang of it, what to ask and how to do a really good consult without them actually being physically and not being able to touch their skin, I guess, is the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Cause we're so used to being so tactile and being like, ooh, and getting our mag lamp out and looking at the skin.
Yeah.
But asking the right questions is kind of key for that. For the things that you can't touch and physically feel.
True. Very true. How much time do you think you spend on your Instagram account?
I know, because it keeps track for me.
Oh, awesome. Share that.
I try to limit it to less than 4 hours a day.
Holy shit, 4 hours.
But because I'm on and off. And at night, usually when I come home from work or something like that, I'll spend a good chunk of time like answering questions or, one of the things you said was, I don't know how she has all these stories and stuff like that. And I have, if you saw the the photo folder on my phone, it's all skincare. It's all Instagram stuff. So I'll tell people, like, pick a day of the week and spend an hour just finding content and getting stuff. So when I do want to post something, it takes me, 10 minutes. I can just throw something up there and have something ready to go. So it doesn't take me too much time. But I'm also kind of slightly addicted to Instagram, and I just like scrolling through it too. So not all of that is answering questions, but answering questions in my DMs definitely takes up a lot of time. And, I've had to put limits on it myself, so I don't live on Instagram. I'm not going to answer these questions, or I've already answered them, or I just do a quick reply, be like, check out my highlight buttons. Mm-hmm. That's where all my, recommendations are. all that kind of stuff. So I have an alarm set, you know, you can set it on Instagram now. Okay, you've been on more than 4 hours now. Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah, I'm going to be on for a little bit more. Thank you.
Oh, that's hilarious. See, I'm a terrible Instagrammer because I'm like a terrorist or something. I drop my bomb and then I don't get back on. Yeah.
That would be so fun to do too.
Yeah. It's my attention span. I think I have the attention span of a 3-year-old, but yeah, I don't know how you guys do it. I really don't.
I don't know either sometimes, to be quite honest, but because my clients and stuff are trying to get a hold of me too, I have to go on there and check it just in case.
Yeah. Now that is something I wanted to ask you. Your mm-hmm. Instagram was, do you think that was pivotal in you being as successful as you are?
You know, it's definitely given me a lot of opportunity and chances for growth. You know, I've been doing this for 10 years. So in that time, you kind of build up a good clientele. But if, you know, and it's kind of how you measure success too. But with Instagram, definitely, I mean, a lot of success has come from that, a lot of opportunity. I wouldn't have met Josh. I wouldn't be opening up Whisperwood, Seattle, if I didn't have Instagram, because I never would have met Josh and built that friendship. You know, I wouldn't met all of my fabulous friends on Instagram, and those have led to amazing growth opportunities too, and just support and friendships and all of these things that make a big difference in a career, I think.
What post do you think it was that boosted you to as many followers as you have now? Like, what do you think helped with your growth on Instagram? Was there a moment?
No, there was definitely not a moment. There wasn't like one post where it was like, holy shit, that just took off and look at all these followers coming in.
Yeah, like, did you get naked on Instagram? Like, did you naked extract and that's why you have as many followers as you have?
No, nobody wants to see that.
Oh my God. We should totally tell people you did so they'd start doing that. #NakedExtractions.
I mean, that would probably work too.
So. #MasterEsthetician.
Yeah. She told me to do it. Yeah. No, not telling you to do that. No.
I am.
Esthetician on Edge is telling you to do that.
Oh, I'd love it.
It was the point where I saw the most growth was I was working at another med spa before this, and there was a nurse injector there who I probably had a couple thousand followers at that point, which I was so proud of. And she decided to start an Instagram, and she took off and she was getting so many followers. And then all of a sudden she passed me, and she did it within, you know, a few months. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm doing something wrong. And so I just really dedicated myself. I was like, okay, a whole year, you are going to post every day without fail. I don't care if it's midnight, you're posting. I really studied Instagram and hashtags and how to use them appropriately and making my page look pretty and making my content look pretty and studying, you know, blogs and stuff like that. And that's where I saw the most growth, honestly.
Oh, so you had to work for it. That's what you're saying.
I had to work for it. Yep.
Just think of how much easier it would have been if you would have naked extracted. And I think.
Yes, but would those have been good followers?
I mean. Okay, you have a point.
Depends on what you want, right?
Exactly. I do wonder sometimes when I look at some of these accounts and I see some of their stuff, mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, girl, you might want to not do that.
Yeah, trying to find clients, not sugar daddies. No,
exactly. No, you're right. Are you on Twitter?
I begrudgingly made one.
Oh my God, how did you do it? I can't. I'm trying.
I don't use it very often. I don't really get Twitter.
I don't either.
I'm probably showing my age there. I don't get Twitter, which when I started Instagram, I didn't get Instagram either.
I still don't get Instagram. I'm not going to lie.
I was like, I have Facebook. Why do I need Instagram? And so
Facebook.
I didn't even have a personal account when I started, so I had no idea what I was doing. I just knew that I wanted to get the information out there and I wanted to educate people on skin. And so I would just throw up shitty content and use like really weird hashtags thinking I was doing a good job. And I'm like, why am I not? Okay, well, why isn't that? That's a pretty good one. Why am I not getting any exposure? Oh, okay. And I was like, well, you have to really study Instagram.
Yeah. I've heard that from other people. I just can't, I don't have the patience for it, but I'm glad you do.
But your content, you know, I think it's so funny and so relatable if you're in the field that you don't have to be as, it's going to find us. We're going to find it somehow. And we're going to share it and be like, oh my God, did you see this? This is so relatable. Like,
God, I hope so, because this is the extent of my Instagram knowledge. Just FYI, it gets no better, guys. It'll never get better.
It's already good. I love the memes so much.
Yeah. You know what? I meant to start out with that question. Hello. I've been drinking a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I think I've drank the entire quarantine, but
we're all day drinking at this point. Yes. Let's be honest.
I know. So I've kind of taken a shortcut. I spike all of my orange juice at the beginning of the week. I know, right?
That's so much.
But I had one that wasn't spiked, and I thought I had picked that one up this morning at like 7:30, and lo and behold, it had vodka in it. And
oh no!
I was like, "Well, fuck it, I'm drinking. Let's just go ahead and do this." So technically, I've been drinking since 7:30.
I love that so
but
much.
I'm fine. It's fine.
I knew who you were in real life, we would definitely be BFFs.
I know. I feel like I attract the drinkers, the fun people. Yeah.
I mean, how can you not?
Really? If this is our job, we have to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I segued way off topic. Do you like memes? Besides mine, do you like memes?
I do. I'm sure you've seen some of my memes on my page, my Schitt's Creek.
I have. I love Schitt's Creek. I absolutely love that show. Now, I will say.
So sad.
I know. Full disclosure, I had a hard time getting into it because I didn't like them. Like the first three episodes, I was like, this is trash. Why do people like this?
I know.
This?
Yes. It took me a couple episodes too.
And then something just clicked and I was like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I love these people.
Well, and I think it just, because I've told other people, I'm like, give it a couple episodes.
Yeah.
Because they're I don't know if this is for me. I'm like, give it a couple episodes. You're going to fall in love with the characters and their. And like Alexis, she improves and becomes more lovable. Because at first you're like, God, she's just kind of a bitch and spoiled and entitled. And you have to find something redeemable about those characters to fall in love with them. And so you start, and then, you know, Moira, she was so over the top. But then you're like, oh my God, I love this. I live for it.
I know. Her and her endless supply of wigs.
Her wigs and how she pronounces the baby. Where's the baby?
I know. I love it so much. Oh. Okay, so what?
I love memes.
What is your favorite one?
Oh, my favorite one? Oh, I don't know.
Do you have a favorite? No. Well, okay, if you don't have a favorite meme, because you know I expect you to keep me on your nightstand or anything.
Right.
What's your favorite topic of the meme? Like, do you prefer the skincare? Well, do you prefer the waxing?
I mean, I relate to it all, but honestly, I think how I found your page, it was a Rodan and Fields meme with Chris Tucker from The Fifth Element.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. Be gone,
Be gone, and I was just like, oh my God, this is so. I love this. This is so. I mean, and then I checked out your whole page, and I was like, oh my God, I love this girl.
Rodan and Fields is the devil.
And I was like, oh, this is so relatable. And I was like, yep, follow.
Thanks. I appreciate the follow. All right. So I think we're going to wind it down. But I do have some questions I want to ask you. And they're related to absolutely nothing, except I kind of want to get to the person behind the Instagram account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Okay. So when was your last facial?
That I didn't give myself?
Yes, absolutely. It can't be a self-facial. And do you like facials?
Love facials. I love them. I wish I got them more often. It's probably been like a year or so. I got a dermal infusion with one of my friends in the area.
So not even a really relaxing facial. You talked through the whole thing, didn't you?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The esthetician curse. That's what that is.
Yeah. I'm quiet for a small part of it, you know. But I also know how it feels to be on the other side. So I'm like, la la la.
Yeah. True. True. Okay. What is your current moisturizer that you're using?
Trio from Skin Better. And then I mix in a little bit of the Herbivore Emerald CBD oil.
Interesting. Do you have dry skin?
I tend to be more on the dry to normal side, yeah. And then especially with all of the acids and shit that I throw on my face.
No.
Definitely tend to land more on the dry side now. I'm definitely not oily.
Yeah, that's not been a problem for a while either for me.
No. And now that I'm getting older, it's definitely not the problem.
Got it. So what is your favorite sunscreen?
I like things that are multitaskers. Mm-hmm. So I like the Isdin sunscreen because it also, yeah, it's recommended by a lot of dermatologists, and I've just kind of come into it this year, but it has an ingredient in it that actually reverses sun damage too. And then, you know, is kind of anti-aging too. And then my longtime favorite has been Revision's IntelliShade because it's a multitasker as well. You know, it has coverage. Your skin looks amazing. It's got peptides and antioxidants and just fabulous.
Okay. Are you now I don't know if you wear lashes or if you've ever worn lashes, but are you a volume or classic girl?
I am definitely a classic person. Like, I've had lash extensions, mm-hmm. and they're just not for me. I just end up picking them off and then losing all my eyelashes.
Yeah. Same.
So I like to do Latisse and then get a lash perm, and I love that look. So it doesn't look done, but you look like awake, and I get compliments like, oh, you look so pretty. It's like, yep, I just have, you know, mascara on.
just mascara. This is all natural. Let's see. Let's talk about your drinking habits. I know you drink.
Yes.
So are you a wine, beer, or liquor girl?
I mean, I kind of like it all. I like wine. I like beer. If I'm to go out and order something, I'm probably going to get a Jameson and ginger ale.
Okay.
That's kind of my drink.
Yeah. I gotcha. Okay. So if you're drinking like wine, if you're a wine drinker, are you red or white?
I am white. I do not like red.
Really? Oh my gosh. That's so funny. I don't
like red. It so tastes funny. Like I'm drinking like oak or a tree or something.
I'll think about that next time I'm drinking it.
That was a big problem when I went to Italy. So I tried to drink some reds while I was there. So I'm a little better now, but.
Mm-hmm. And what is your beer of choice?
Oh, I'm real classy. I like Coors Light.
Coors Light. That's so funny. I know other people who love that beer.
I love Coors Light. I don't know why. It's so good.
I love beer in the summertime. That's usually what I reach for.
Oh, yes.
I'm like a Modelo girl. I love Modelo. I love Blue Moon.
I like Sol. It's a Mexican beer.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Corona, but cheaper.
Yeah. Poor Corona.
I know. Poor things.
Yeah, poor things. What is your favorite Starbucks order?
I am really bad. I live in Seattle and I don't like coffee.
Really? Okay, well, I know lots of people go to Starbucks and they don't go for the coffee. They go for those little free drinks. So
if I'm to get that's what I get, but I like the refreshers, the strawberry acai refresher.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
God, how do you,
the lemonade refresher.
How do you live without coffee?
I don't know. I just, because I've never liked the smell or taste of coffee. I've just, I used to drink a lot of Diet Cokes, which I don't do anymore, but that's kind of how I would get my caffeine.
Oh gosh. How do they let you live in Seattle? I mean, isn't that a requirement?
Right.
Do you have to pay extra taxes to live there? I don't drink coffee.
I just don't tell anybody. No. And they won't like revoke my citizenship.
It's probably a good thing. Okay. Yeah. And when you did wax, I know you said you don't really wax anymore. Yeah. Were you a hard wax or a strip wax kind of girl?
I used them both. It just kind of depended on the area and what I was doing. I definitely liked, you know, my hard wax for like Brazilians and stuff like that. And maybe a little cleanup with strip wax. And, you know, even like brows, I liked strip wax because it just was cleaner.
Same. I'm the same way.
And like waxing lips. I'm like, yeah, I could do hard wax and it'll hurt a little less, but I'm going to have to go over it like three fucking times. So let's just do this one and done. Bye.
Yeah, absolutely.
and then you get all the because a lot of time people are doing lips and they don't really have much. Mm-hmm. And hard wax just doesn't get it off as well.
Yeah, I know some people can make it work, but I can't.
Yeah. I'm like, no. So it just kind of depends on the area and what I'm trying to do, I guess.
Okay. And what is your favorite service to offer in your treatment room?
Probably microneedling. I really love microneedling.
God, I love microneedling so much.
I'm like, oh, it's getting all bloody. It's looking good. Mm-hmm. So sick. Just because it's a pretty comfortable treatment and they see great results from it. You know, definitely there are some like laser treatments that I love doing that are more quick. And sick. If you're doing an IPL, you can see that like telangiectasia just kind of like disappear like right there. You're like, ooh. Yeah, got it.
But yeah, so satisfying.
Those instant gratification things. Mm-hmm. But things that I can see results with, and those are kind of the treatments that I still love giving facials and stuff like that too. Like I think people always ask like, what do you enjoy doing the most? I'm like, I like it all, to be honest. I like variety.
Yeah.
Like I could never like, God bless those estheticians that all they do is lashes all day long. Like I could never do like one lashes to the same service all day long, I don't think.
Yeah, I know I couldn't. That's like everybody now there's people that love to wax, but I could not imagine doing it all day.
Which I don't, I mean, waxing, I'm so glad I don't do it anymore, but there are also sometimes that I miss doing brows and stuff like that. And except full leg waxes, those were the bane of my existence. Those put me in an instant bad mood if I saw those on my books. And if there were two of them, just stay out of my way because I'm going to be in a bad mood all day.
It's so funny you say that. I'm back to work on the 6th, so next Thursday or Wednesday or something. And my first two appointments is a full arm wax and a full leg wax.
Oh,
I hate both of those things so much.
I would be talking to her. I'd be like, why don't we do some laser hair removal? Like, this is so much more expensive.
Have you ever thought about laser?
I would try to convert everybody into laser.
Okay, now I want to end on a note of you being just like all the rest of us, even with your bazillion of Instagram followers. I want to know, tell me about a bad client you've had. I want to hear your bad client story.
Where do I start?
The one that stood out the most.
The one that stood out the most was actually within the last couple of years. And it was actually a laser client. And I think it's the most mad that I've ever gotten. Like actually mad at all. Like usually they're pretty, you can deal with clients and all of that. But this one, she was just like personally attacking me and attacking my treatment and my results. And, you know, we're doing laser hair removal and I don't, my consults are so fucking thorough. Like I go over everything and tell them what to expect. You're going to be patchy. You're going to be patchy. Like it's just how it works.
Yeah.
And she's here on the 5th treatment, still complaining that she's patchy. But it's because I'm doing a bad job and I'm missing areas. Like, girl, I tell you every time that you're going to be patchy. I told you at the consult. Well, it's in a pattern and it must be. I'm like, nope, it's just how it works. Like, I could be as precise as can be and there would still be patches. You know, she's telling me I'm doing a bad job and I had to bring the manager in, and she's saying all these things to the manager and going off on it. And she thought she would be further along by now. And I'm like, again, so some people see it more in the beginning. Some people see it more at the end. Some people are lucky and see a little reduction each time. And she's still insisting that I'm missing things and I'm doing a bad job. And my manager's like, well, you're not done with your treatments, but we want you to be happy. We'll give you one free treatment. And,
I hate that.
And I'm like, I didn't do anything wrong, but I understood. She totally had my back, but I knew she had to do what she had to do to appease the client.
Yeah.
And she was like, you can see somebody else, you know, since you're not happy. Oh, no, I want to stay with her. I like her.
What?
Like, I don't want to stay with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I mean, and I was like, you know, it doesn't seem like you're very happy with the job that I'm doing. So I totally understand if you want to see somebody else. No, I want to see you. I'm comfortable with you. And, you know, she had kind of been difficult, all the appointments too. She didn't want to sign the consent forms and stuff like that. And
yeah. That blows my mind. So,
yeah. I'm like, yeah, I was like, I can't do it unless you sign it. Like, sorry, I'm not going to fire a laser if you don't sign the consent form.
Don't blame me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I had to, come in and do the treatment on her. My manager was like, if she says anything during this treatment, just come and get me and that'll be that.
Wow.
I was like, okay. She was actually really nice during it, of course. But I'm still like upset and angry that I have to do this. And, you know, you insulted me and my integrity and my performance, but I have to just pretend like you didn't say any of that stuff. Cool.
Yeah. Your only revenge was I'm going to make it hurt.
Yeah. I mean, it's laser hair removal. So.
Yeah. It's going to hurt as much as I can. Yeah. Well, all right. Thank you so much for letting me interview you. You are a pleasure.
Oh, it was so much fun. It didn't even feel like an interview.
Good. Yay. Yeah, I'm a big goofball, so.
Excited.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
Okay, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed the interview. If you don't follow at the Master Esthetician on Instagram, what is wrong with you? You should totally be following her. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out at estheticianontheedge@yahoo.com or you can drop me a message in my DMs. As always, wishing you a Pam-free week. See you next show.